You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now Representative Mark Meadows, a Democratic representative of East Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well. Thank you. Wanted to get your reaction. You're one of the busier guys in the legislature. Wanted to get your reaction on Governor Rick Snyder's special message in Grand Rapids today. I guess just kind of a basic reaction at first, and then we'll get into some specifics.
Well, I think that the basic reaction would be that, there are changes that need to be made to Michigan laws to make us all work a little bit better. Like everyone else, I'm pouring through the document that was distributed today, and there's a few unanswered questions as well. If there is legislation necessary from that the legislature must pass, it's not clear from the document as to what that might be. He does identify some specific pieces of existing legislation that he thinks need to be changed, but there's really no detail in terms of exactly how those should be changed.
Now, it seemed like, again, from afar, it seemed to me a lot of what he talked about were some of the dealing with municipalities, cities, and local governments, and this best practices that we've been hearing about since he took office. Did you get any more detail out of in those areas?
Well, he did list some things that he would like to see accomplished, and there was detail in terms of employee compensation, but beyond that, I wouldn't say that I saw a lot of detail. I have said before, and I'll repeat here that, I don't know why people look to Lansing for best practices, so I'm not sure whether just demanding or identifying what he considers to be best practices is a good enough thing. It seems to me that ought to be, if we're going to identify best practices for municipalities throughout the state of Michigan, that we should establish a commission that brings in experts on this and tries to identify those things which are best. There are some things that I do like in his proposals, and I speak as a former mayor and council member in East Lansing on some of these things, and there are some things that I think are probably not accomplishable or are things that we actually tried to do and which didn't work out, and maybe they shouldn't be considered best practices as a result of that. But we'll see how it goes as it gets more meat on the bones, I guess, going forward.
What did you see that you said you don't see as being accomplishable?
Well, I think some of the things that he's talked about in terms of consolidation are almost consolidation for consolidation's sake.
Okay.
I think the governor is operating under the illusion that local units of government have not tried or looked at or studied various options for consolidation of services within their various communities and the communities that surround them. For instance, the city of East Lansing and Meridian Township many years ago, actually I think I was on council at the time, took a long, hard look at combining our fire services. And we realized that it didn't really work. And it wasn't about having a problem that divided us in terms of the pay rate for each one of the communities. The problem was really one that had each community had a different objective of its fire service. Meridian Township is largely a residential community with some commercial enterprises within the community, and their training is one level. The training for the city of East Lansing had to include hazmat because of all the laboratories on campus, and high-rise training because of the high-rise student dormitories that are on campus. So it was an entirely different type of fire service at the time. Now, that may have been eased out at this point in time, and maybe additional training has been provided for Meridian Township, but these things don't happen overnight. And the governor has given these communities until January 1st, 2012 to come up with consolidation plans. A lot of them have already done these plans. They've already done everything that they can possibly do to save money for their citizens. So on that score, I think the governor's proposal is probably not achievable or even a best practice, perhaps. On the other hand, on some of the other proposals that he has to use this $200 million he has out there or is dangling out there, some of those things I think can be accomplished by the legislature where it's necessary and by local units of government without the legislature's assistance where necessary as well.
He's talked about over and over again, and today I mentioned again, transparency and accountability. Are you seeing that in the Snyder administration?
Well, it's easy to talk about. It's not so easy to do. So, I know that he has his dashboard website up, and I haven't found it completely easy to look at. I do remember a couple of years ago, I had the Attorney General tell me that his website was transparent. We put an intern on the job to find the result of one piece of litigation that he had handled, and it took him about 2 hours to find it. So transparency, putting it on the Internet is not enough. You have to make this easy for people to use as well. We believe that having a plan for the state of Michigan going forward, a long-term plan with objectives on it in that plan, is a good thing. And I know the governor has indicated his support for that. I think with regard to transparency on his dashboard, I have to say that I don't think the guy who's going to do the grading should be the one who creates the dashboard. I think that that has to be done at a different level so that the public can actually do the grading on whether the governor is accomplishing his objectives or the state is accomplishing its objectives. He's indicated that he wants that to be in place for local units of government, and I think it takes some study, but local units of government are already required to plan 6 years out, which is far longer than the state of Michigan is required to plan, and I think that local units of government are probably further along on this than the governor really realizes.
Well, Representative Meadows, we've run out of time. I'm going to get a hold of you maybe even tomorrow. I want to talk to you about requesting an opinion from the Attorney General on some legislation with the Emergency Financial Manager. So I'll have you back on this week if you don't mind, sir.
I don't mind at all.
Very good.
Have a great night, Cheryl.
You as well, Mark. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.